suppose if we looked at each provision, we'd all have different feelings on them. It just seems, though, that there could be circumstances where a set of workers would decide to negotiate for something that, you know, doesn't include one of these because it's a mutual benefit to them and the district. Seems like they ought to have that freedom on some of these items to be able to negotiate out of that, if that's what they want to do.
Mr. Chairman, we believe that it's very difficult. I mean, you have 54 school districts in Alaska. You've got, theoretically, 54 different situations. I would think it'd be very important for those districts, through the process of decision-making, and that's bargaining, to resolve a lot of this relative to, I think, even layoff, rehire, and the actual triggering mechanisms that would go to play, you know, be utilized in a school district if this were needed. And all we're saying is allow people to process.
Right. Well, we aren't going to get much further on this today. I'm a little disappointed that the members who support this legislation have abandoned this. This is not my highest priority, and I did promise that we would try to get as far as we could on it. Any closing comments you'd like to offer?
Mr. Chairman, I would have preferred to have accepted Labor and Commerce Committee substitute for the bill. I had some major concerns with the original bill, and I still have concerns with the entire bill, but it's certainly far preferable. And I will say, as a former school board member from Anchorage, that Anchorage does have a reduction in force collective bargaining agreement in place. At least it did when I was on the board. And in the case things like this may happen, and it's important that the district have that in place. I see this bill, though, establishing some bottom baseline protections in the absence of that kind of agreement. At least there's some baseline protections. It certainly wouldn't, I don't believe, would counteract what Anchorage has, because Anchorage is far better. But if we don't have a quorum, this is a major change, and I could see it not going through committee real quick.
Okay. Well, thank you, Vernon, for testifying, and